At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Spot, your hair looks good.
Thanks.
We have the mutual barber. Did he put his LA Clippers cape on you?
He did.
And I said, I remember when that went at first.
Tell him to take that trash off.
I said, I told him last time. We mentioned this before, but I said, if Danny G, our producer, got his hair cut here.
Hey, what's going on?
I said, I think he wouldn't allow this. I don't think you would allow. Danny G, if you went to the barber, would you let him put an LA Clippers cape on you?
Hell no.
There's a trend that's going on in the barber world, and my girlfriend sent it to me
today.
Does
TikTok videos where a guy uses like an axe?
No.
He lights someone's head
on
fire?
What would you do if your barber did this to you? You know how a barber, they try to grab your head aggressively every once in a while, like, you know, because they're straightening your head. And it's the only time you allow like another man to do that to you, right? So you're like, the barber grabs the guy's head and then he kisses him on the forehead just to see the client's reaction. And everyone's reaction is like, they laugh. Like, what are you doing? But it's kind of odd. And it does pose a question, like, what would you do if he did that to you? It's almost as bad as putting a Clippers or an opposing team's, what is it, cape?
Yeah.
Cape around you while getting a trim up.
I went to the barber one time and he gave me a haircut and he went back like 5 months later. I don't know if that's too long of a span. And I sat down. He goes, how's it going? I go, good. I go, hey, just give me what you gave me last time.
Oh,
and
boy.
I just assumed.
He remembered you from 5 months ago.
And he started shaving my head down the middle. And I went, whoa.
Who do you think you were?
I don't know. And I think it was partly my fault. I shouldn't have assumed that he knew who I was. And I went, no. And then he ended up having to try to cut my hair to like cover this bald spot he put right down the middle of my head.
Well,
there was no tip that day, Covino.
No tip. Someone out there, Ramos, who clearly looks like you, that has a reverse mohawk.
Yeah. There he is.
Yeah. Well, guys, let's talk a little trash. Trash talking is part of the game. Yeah, I love it. I hate it. You know, I think of fighting. You can't hype a fight without some great trash talking. And that's why I'm giving Ryan Garcia a lot of props, too, because he's sort of coming at Gervonta Davis pretty strong. They're going back and forth. You got to hold your own in your sport, in your game, in your fight. You got to hype the game, hype your team. And I feel like it's a big part of any rivalry. And again, Klay Thompson was pulling a Kobe Bryant. I was thinking about it because I pictured Kobe Bryant doing the same thing, counting the rings.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked Danny J, I said, who was he doing that to? Because Kobe Bryant, legendary trash talker too. And it's about backing it up. You know, guys like Kobe, guys like Larry Bird, known for their trash talking, always backed it up. You can't just trash talk and not back it up. That's part of the rules. But Kobe did the one ring, two yep. ring, three. And he was doing that to a trash-talking Mavs fan or something.
Yes, it was a Mavs fan he was doing that to.
That's incredible, man. So, yeah, Klay Thompson pulled that same exact move because I had a little deja vu moment when I saw him do that to Dylan Brooks. But it does pose the question. It's like, yo, you could trash-talk all you want, Dylan Brooks. You're still talking to a guy who has multiple rings.
Yeah, there's like there's all these little caveats. Like, can you trash talk up or down? Is it a personal man-to-man thing? Like, yeah, I don't care that you got more rings. Like, I'm a better individual player, or I think I'm more relevant right now. There's so many little, I guess you would say, little
I think it's all about intricacies now, though. Yeah, intricacies.
it's all about now
because it's always a different team. Like, you know, hey, Klay Thompson is a champion, but it's not the same team. I mean, it's very close in this case. But, you know, just because you have these rings, it really doesn't mean diddly squat to what's going on right now. You know, I hate to say it as a Yankees fan, but the Yankees analogy you gave, Rich, is the primo example of why now is the only thing that matters. Because a Yankees fan can say 27 rings.
Man, it's like an old guy being like, I used to get a lot of ass back in the day. You should have saw me at the clubs. What, at Studio 54 in the 70s? Like,
hey,
on.
But you're not getting any now.
Yeah, my point is, we've been around in sports long enough. Let's turn it to the fan side of things for a second. We've been around long enough, not just us, but sports. Like, you know, sometimes you forget the world has a lot of history. U.S. sports.
The world is a vampire.
The world is a vampire. The world, you learn this when you go overseas for the first time. You look at some museums and some statues and the Colosseums, and you're like, oh, wow, these things are thousands of years old. The oldest thing in the United States, it's like a couple hundred years old. Not very old. The United States, relatively new when you think about it. The UFC, in our lifetime. NFL, the Super Bowl didn't exist when our parents were babies. Think of it that way, right?
Pizza didn't exist when our parents were babies.
Fact.
Not here in the U.S.
Baseball, yes. College football, yes. There were things, but we're talking about sports have evolved so much in the last 100, 150 years that, like, the teams that were known as, like, the mega dynasty type of teams may not have done anything in a long time. Like, the Cowboys. The Cowboy fans are living off of glory from 25, 30, 40 years ago. Yankees fans, last time they won, 13 years ago. They're still in the playoff mix all the time, but you haven't been excited about a Yankees World Series victory since your daughter was born.
That's why trash talking is always a now thing. That's why I think, you know, Dylan Brooks, I mean, he's been talking a lot of trash. But he's saying he's the guy now. And their team is showing that. So it is about
their
now.
Their team is better than
the Warriors.
They're better than the Warriors now. Right now.
So it's a two-part thing. It's like, yeah, you can't take away from the fact that, hey, man, I got all these rings. You can't take that away. But, like, we're not talking about that. This is a new season. This is a new team. And I think he's abiding by the rules. I think you're allowed. You could respect the rings, but it doesn't mean that I can't trash talk about right now because I'm the guy right now. And that brings up another story. And if you have any thoughts, 877-99-FOX.
I have an analogy that it hits home with us. You ever have a buddy that starts getting in shape later in life?
And hello, the guy sitting across from us.
And I just went to the bathroom, so it's a good time to talk about him.
Spot.
Spot almost died. Spot had open heart surgery. He was an out of shape big dude.
He had quintuple open heart surgery, bypass surgery.
Yeah. Now, he goes to the gym now, and he's in the zone. Like, now he's more of like a gym rat. Like, years and years went by where I was like, Spot, you should go to the gym with us.
No thanks.
Now he's at the gym, and he is more in it than we are now. Does that give him the right to be like, act like a know-it-all over you? When it comes to the gym, because he's in it now. You follow the analogy? Like, does it matter what's happening now or a lifetime of work?
I think.
But you've been going to the gym since college.
But his now trumps my old muscles. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter. It's like, who knows more about dating? A guy who's dating now, right? Or a guy who's like, man, I used to be a lady killer in my day, but he's, you know, 68 years old now.
I love how you wait until I leave the room to talk about me.
Yeah, he did that on purpose, by the way.
Obviously.
Yeah. What are you doing, push-ups in the hallway?
He's the bathroom.
Talking about, like, what matters more,
yeah, when you,
then
when you're,
or now.
When you're trash-talking and bragging and stuff, is it really about now
yes.
or the past?
It's got to be about in the moment.
It has to be.
Because otherwise, the person with the accolades will just always win.
Yeah. And the reason we're making this clear, though, is because there's a lot of people saying, yo, who is Dylan Brooks to be talking trash to Klay Thompson?
Dylan Brooks is on a team that's a two seed where the Warriors can't win a game on the road.
Exactly. You know, like, yeah, we get that it looks odd because he hasn't won anything yet, but hey, if we're living in a now world, especially in the world of sports, then it does make sense. But there's another trash-talking story, and let all this sink in, and by all means, give us a call or chime in at Covino and Rich. Mario Chalmers is trash-talking his former teammate, LeBron James. It's kind of odd, but there's a few questions posed there. It's like, well, why is he trash-talking him? And what he's saying is that nobody fears LeBron James, and that's the thing. He brings no intimidation factor the way Michael Jordan did. So that's kind of odd when he got two rings out of this, right? It's kind of weird. It's like, hey, man, you don't bite the hand that fed you like that, do you? But it does pose the question, well, does he make a point? And I've been hating on this for a long time, and that's not LeBron James. I'm not hating on LeBron James. But the whole buddy chummy culture of the NBA, LeBron James is very much a part of that. You know, slapping ass and high-fiving everybody and everybody's friends. How could you really bring that same level of intimidation that a Michael Jordan did in his era when everyone was playing out for blood, out for championships? They weren't trying to be best friends or buddy chummy, or even when they were friends, they weren't friends on the court. You know, you didn't see that type of behavior. So Michael Jordan was able to keep that same, a different level of respect and intimidation that LeBron, even though he's still a force, isn't able to keep because he's buddies with everybody.
What is your motivation for trash talking on the court, on the field? Is it to hype yourself up?
Get in the mind of people.
Right. Or is it to affect the guy right across from you?
I think it's to get in the head of your opponent. Like,
yes.
This goes down to like college, high school, little league.
It's the battle of the mind first,
I mean,
right?
Something is like, you could tell what guys get rattled. It could be something as stupid as pickup basketball or softball or whatever you play, like recreationally.
Remember when Apollo Creed was like, Rocky was like, oh man, like, this guy won't stop talking. He's like really confusing me, making me a little intimidated.
Like, you know how to get in certain people's heads. Like, it sounds ridiculous, but like I said, if you even play rec sports against some guys, you'll know that there's a guy I play basketball with that, if he's off his game a little bit, start trash talking and he will be even more rattled. Like, we're all human. And I think trash talking is more designed to get in the head of others. But some people do it to hype themselves up.
Yeah, I was researching the best trash talkers in the history of sports. And it says one of the most relentless talkers to ever play a sport was Hall of Famer Gary Payton. He knew exactly what trash talking was for, to throw off his opponent. He said he wanted his opponent to start thinking about him rather than the game.
That's great. Yeah. Ali, Mayweather, again, you know, that's part of the fight game too. And this is the mental fight in any sport that you're playing. And Danny G, what's your take on Chalmers saying nobody's like, damn, I got to go against LeBron tonight. Nobody's scared. No one's intimidated when they think about that matchup.
Wow.
What do you think about that? And again, he compares it to, you know, Jordan had that intimidation factor. Do you think there's truth to that? Or is he just like, he has sour grapes for some reason we don't even know about?
I don't think it's sour grapes, but it's a guy who said this on a podcast and then was invited onto the Colin Cowherd show the next day to talk about it. It's his entry into broadcasting, like to me.
So we're taking the bait?
Yeah, we're taking the bait.
Because Chalmers,
he's just saying outlandish things.
You're the 10th best guy on that Miami Heat team back then. So he just sounds like an MJ guy who has these stories about LeBron because he used to play with LeBron.
Yeah. It's like a Kendrick Perkins just talking to talk.
You say outlandish things just to get the headline and then people want to interview you or something. Nah, that's lame.
Do you have a favorite trash talking statement ever? Like a moment where that guy's trash talking was memorable? I mean, there's, of course, the Muhammad Ali's and the, you know.
I liked when Ivan Drago was like, I must break you. That was a good one. That was good.
Do you guys remember Shannon Sharp?
And then he's like, if he dies, he dies.
Shannon Sharp had the best trash talking of all time when they were beating up on the Patriots in the 90s. Do you remember when he was on the sideline? He goes, I'll call the president. We need the National Guard. We need as many men as you can spare because we're killing the Patriots. Do you remember that? He picked up the phone on the sidelines.
I do remember that.
Yeah, there's some good trash talkers out there. Just a reminder, there's a few stories going on in the world of the NBA where people are just talking smack. And it's good for the game. It really is.
Sometimes, guys, it also varies on how good the player is. And using Tiger Woods as the example, Tiger would be very subtle sometimes in his trash talk. But also, if you trash talked him, he could completely turn it around. And there was this... saw it on TikTok literally within the last 24 hours. Years back, there was a golfer by the name of Stephen Ames who was going to play Tiger one-on-one in match play. And Ames says, you know, they ask, hey, do you have a chance against Tiger, you know, tomorrow? He goes, well, you know, where he's hitting it right now, you know, I think I have a pretty good chance, which is a total shot at Tiger. Tiger, they played 10 holes. Tiger won every hole and finished the match on the 10th hole, which is absolutely unheard of.
That's
every
awesome.
Single hole. So and then when they ask him, he's like, yeah, of course that he heard it. But there's also the guys who could take the trash talk and turn it around. And
right.
There are guys who thought Tiger was done as well, and they weren't afraid of him. And he goes and wins the 2019 Masters again. So
yeah, you know what it's like?
It's poking the bear.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the bulletin board material that sometimes people don't think it means anything, but teams will rally behind. Like, if there's a sentiment that like, oh, we're going to easily get past that team, all you need is a quote from someone on the other team, and that sure. could be the rally cry for that team for the whole week. So, you know, we don't think it makes a difference, but it does. Some good trash talking out there.
Now, speaking of championships, put your thinking caps on, Fox Sports Radio Nation.
Oh, by the way, Dan Byer, there was a time, Tiger Woods, we were golfing, and he handed me a tampon. And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, oh, you jokester. Oh, I see you're saying I'm like a woman. Oh, man. Yeah, Tiger, that Tiger Woods.
And then Rich got a hole in one because you don't poke that bear.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
The best trash talkers bring props.
Yep.
You ever trash talk Carrot Top?
Tiger's like, you and your progressive sunglasses, you nerd.
You nerd. Well, hey, it's raining, it's pouring. Mike that runs this place is snoring. So you got Covino and Rich, Ramos, Danny G, Spotty, Dan Byer. Now, we're East Coast guys that Covino and I both moved out here. So did Spotty, what, 7 years ago now?
Officially, yeah. I've been back and forth now going on 13, 14.
Yeah, I mean, Covino had a long-distance relationship with his ex.
Yeah, and my daughter's 13, so that's how I do the math.
Yeah, well, I have a thought about your 13-year-old in a second, but am I crazy by saying this has to be, like, unprecedented? Only a couple times in your life. You guys are West Coasters your whole life. Mm-hmm. Have you had a rain season like this in the last 20 years?
No.
No.
Not even close.
No. I think the last time I remember it raining a lot was when I was, like, 8 years old.
Yeah, it's been ridiculous. Yeah. It's been raining every day for, like, a month, not more.
It's absurd.
Like, I mean, like all day.
Tony Soprano once said on The Sopranos, hey, remember when's the worst type of conversation. I feel that way about weather, so I hate weather conversation, but this is so absurd that I had to bring it up. Like, every day. Danny G, on the ride here, we're getting, like, flood warnings.
Dude, yeah, on my GPS, I'm on the 101 freeway, and it says, you know, they have, like, the signal alerts, and it says if it's still there to press the button so you can help others out. And it said flood. I was like, what? It said, is it still there in 2 miles? So I get up to by the Target by your house. People slowed all the way down and were crossing over a puddle that went up to everyone's tires.
I put my scuba gear in my trunk just in case. Just in case.
And it gets even worse. I get all my news from WorldStar. Seriously, from WorldStar, yeah. I'm a huge fan. A tornado warning has been reported about 8 miles from downtown L.A. in the city of Montebello, California. Several buildings are said to have already had damage. Ugh. And stay posted. Updates are in progress. Tornado reported near downtown
L.A. After tomorrow is coming true. Wizard of Oz, like Twister.
Honestly, what is going on? I don't know if the world realizes that there are crazy storms and crazy weather patterns here in Los Angeles. Yeah. And this city is just not ready for it.
That is correct. The West Coast, bunch of soft people. That the rest of the country is like, yeah, you wimps. It rains and snows all the time. But out here, you come out here to avoid
that. Did you hear what happened to poor Dick Van Dyke?
No.
Also known as Rip Van Winkle.
Yeah, he skidded into a gate.
Yeah, almost the pearly gates.
Oh, jeez.
Because he crashed his car in Malibu. The guy's 97. He avoided everything else except for this rain.
They're going to make him retake his driver's test.
I hope not.
97, he got a bloody nose coming out of his car. Thank God he's alive.
Because of the rain. He skid out and crashed his car in Malibu today, poor guy.
What's interesting to me, too, is that in the last couple of weeks, you talked about a lot of the rain. It's been two types of different rain. So the first one was what we have now. They call it the atmospheric river. That's cold air coming from the north, like Alaska. Last week, it was warm air coming from the tropics, from like Mexico, and that's why it was like 60 degrees, but it was pouring rain. So you got two different types of weather, of rain coming through California. It's crazy.
But luckily, by the way, after Dick Van Dyke's accident, he had Mary Poppins' umbrella.
Oh, jeez. So
he got out of the rain.
I knew Rich was going to go there.
It was all good. Oh, look at this. As we say this, just to get off this boring weather
conversation. Are you in the Weather Channel in there?
But the Weather Channel does say record rainfall swamps Los Angeles. So just so you know. Give you a little perspective of
you got to think about
seeing.
It when you're on national radio. I was listening to Sirius XM on my way in, and it was LL Cool J's channel, Rock the Bells.
Yeah, it's a great channel.
And Roxanne was on the air, and she's like, "Beautiful weather today," and I was going through a flood.
I guess
it's nice in New York right now.
If you're having great weather,
good for you.
Good for you. Enjoy it. You know, it hasn't been the case here in Los Angeles. Again, live from the West Side, it's Covino and Rich. At Covino and Rich, 877-99 on Fox. We're going to do Midweek Major next hour. But, you know, to wrap up the WBC talk, Rich, and I know we got a few phone calls. I said I had one more point.
Yeah.
Not that I need a disclaimer, but I feel like we've been nerding out on it.
You're a big baseball guy.
It was that good. That's really the point I'm trying to get across. And one last observation. Congrats again to Japan, but when they interviewed Shohei Ohtani after the game, did you see A-Rod like fishing for compliments the way I did or no?
I turned it off after the game.
Oh, really? No.
I was like, boo, USA, crybaby, turn off the TV.
Which players did you idolize growing up?
Which American players?
It was like
you saw A-Rod like get on the edge of his seat, like hoping that he said me, you know, you A-Rod, of course.
It was so corny.
It was kind of corny because I felt it. Like he did say
A-Rod and Big Poppy, and then they were giving each other corny high fives.
And Kevin Burkhart was like dying laughing at it.
I mean, he should have pulled the Tommy Gunn. Remember Rocky V when he's like, "I want to thank one guy," and Rocky thinks he's gonna say Rocky, and he's like, George Washington Duke, or whatever his name is.
It's kind of rude, you know. You should have said
Derek Jeter.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would have been such a burn. But, yeah, Ohtani, class act all the way. He said, you know, he had many heroes from Ken Griffey to A-Rod to Big Poppy. But a great tournament. Listen, we're going to take one more phone call.
The way you're nerding out is, I feel, is the way I nerd out every Sunday for football. Like, I get all amped up, and Kevino's like, dude, you're out of control. That's how you've been during the WBC. So, listen, everyone loves their different sports, and let's say what's up to Tony out here in L.A. What's up, Tony?
Hey, if Ohtani cannot hit 300 without the shift, he's not as good as Aaron Judge. And there's going to be a lot of interleague games, and he's going to have to pitch against a lot better teams. We're going to see how good of a pitcher he really is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But the dude was throwing 100 miles per hour last night. I don't think anyone questions how good his potential is, but he does make a solid point. No shift. What's he going to bat? What did he bat last year? 267 or something like that? Around there. His average wasn't that high.
The average is going to go up, I'll tell you that.
I'll look it up right now. But yeah, it's a good point. We'll see what he puts up this year, see what he's worth, because that's really the final thought of the whole thing. I mean, he proved that he's the guy. He's the best player in the world. We've never seen anything like it. What is he going to get?
Well, I'll tell you what the WBC was. You might not know much about this from what I've heard from women you've dated. The WBC was great foreplay, Covino, for the baseball season. You know, I mean, honestly, did it get you? Didn't the World Baseball Classic, if anything, just get you a little amped up, a little hyped for the baseball season to start next week?
Dude, if there was any redeeming benefit, for people who were ho-hum about the whole thing. Yeah, man, now I'm super pumped for baseball to start, next week? So stay tuned. We'll be talking lots of baseball and nonsense. We're the worldwide leaders of nonsense, Covino and Rich. And he batted 273 last year, but he's a 267 lifetime. So I was close.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you know what? Before we go to Dan Byer for an update, I know we're going to talk some trash talking. Just one quick question, because I know you said your daughter now is in the stage where you were telling me off the air and on our podcast this morning that everything you do is embarrassing now.
I'm embarrassing, Dad. Even though I'm the coolest dad, you know, she still finds me embarrassing at times. But you know what? In her defense, I hocked a monster loogie outside of my car window while dropping her off at school today. And I'm not necessarily proud of that, but it just happened.
She's like, Dad, you're gross. My friend saw it.
Oh, my God. She was so mortified and embarrassed. But, yeah, she's at the stage where, like, everything you do is potentially embarrassing to her. She's a teenager now, so.
Well, based on parental, parents embarrassing you and how kids react, my mother-in-law asked me a good question last night. I happened to show her. I go, hey, Cindy. Yeah? Did you happen to see this clip Covino and I were talking about? There's a mom at a college wrestling match that loses her crap.
Oh, and Spencer Lee's mom.
And breaks her glasses because her son loses. I showed my in-laws and they were like, oh my God, that mom's a maniac. Her question was, what do you think her son's reaction was? Like, Mom, that's funny, you're viral? Or like, Mom.
Well, you know what? After discussing this yesterday in depth, because we did discuss it here on the show, if you missed it, please check it out. We had a fun conversation about breaking stuff when your teen loses and, sports baby moves.
Does he find it funny or is he like, Mom, you're an embarrassment?
That's probably like what fuels this guy's fire. So, the type of people he comes from. Like, there's a lot of heart and passion involved. But we got an abnormal amount of feedback. And that's the beauty of the show. We open up the discussion to you, right? We got a lot of feedback on social media saying, yo, guys, that's a very common breed of wrestling. Like Dan Beyer pointed that out as well.
Wrestling moms and dads.
Wrestling moms are a different breed, kind of like hockey moms, but worse. So it's not that crazy. But it was crazy for me. I'd never seen it. I wasn't a wrestling kid.
Dan Beyer, speaking of which, what up, man?
Guys, it's also raining in Miami today. Raining bird poop on Johnny Manziel's head. if you want to check that out on Instagram.
Hold on, Dan. I hate to interrupt you, but it's what we do. You ever see that clip of Steve Harvey asking Pedro Martinez, name me a word that rhymes with yummy? All right, we ask, give us the top five words that rhyme with yummy. And Pedro Martinez goes, Miami. It's the best clip.
I've never seen
Steve
that.
Harvey goes, you got to see, how Steve Harvey reacts.
His eyes opened up real wide, his mustache moved, and he's like, who?
He can't even like keep it together because it was so randomly funny.
Yummy.
Miami.
Miami. Oh. All right, well.
I had the same reaction when I heard the caller say that. Yeah, we need to see more from Otani.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't done enough already.
What more do you want?
Like, now we'll really see how good he is if he can't win the Triple Crown and hitting and pitching next season.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich, and NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started, it's simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes.
Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code CRSHOW, C-R-S-H-O-W. Take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code CRSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW.
That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
Right now, it's time for something we do every Wednesday.
Covino and Rich get you over the middle of the week with Midweek Major.
Ooh, I love that.
We throw sports and pop culture headlines and topics at the fellas, and it's like the kids say.
That's so mid. Week, definitely major.
CNR scoring. Midweek Major.
Aw, yeah, it's a hump day.
Hump day.
Welcome into a Wednesday with CNR, and we're going to see which one of the hosts gets to go first this week answering the questions. Got the big dice out today.
Oh, these are Danny G's love dice.
The love dice.
Look at Covino's not holding them. He's cradling them.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
A little sticky.
Yeah, they got rubber gloves for these. Danny G's oversized love dice. All right, here we go.
My wifey loves the strawberry.
The first die says lick. What does it say? Covino.
What did he roll?
4.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. How was that even? I was dropping deuces.
Man, Vito's little son earlier rolled better than a
2?
4.
Rich got 6, so Rich goes
6.
First.
Oh, okay.
All right, and the advantage of going first on Midweek Major is that, you know, Rich gets to steal all my great points.
All right, and your host, hailing from the great Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
It's not that great.
Spotty Boy.
Ah, here we go.
I was just there, trust me. It's not that great.
What's the best place in Scotch Plains? You find yourself in Scotch Plains, New Jersey.
There's an amusement park, right?
No, closed down.
Oh,
it's now like housing.
Yeah, Bowcraft, you're thinking
Bowcraft
of, right?
Amusement Park.
I used to go there growing up, too.
There's a few, you know.
Is that the type of place you play skee ball at?
Yeah,
that type of place?
Yeah. Stagehouse, if you're looking for a good drink.
Okay. Yeah,
food.
No, Stagehouse is great.
All right. Rich, to you.
Yeah.
Patrick Beverley has revealed his secret to a good game.
Pat Bev.
You know what the secret is?
What?
No sex. He's pulling a Rocky. So the Bulls guard revealed on his Pat Bev podcast that he doesn't have sex the night before games. He wants to make sure he's 100%, adding that he wants to have quote-unquote fresh legs. So it makes me wonder what he's actually doing when he is having sex. His wife isn't happy with it, but she, you know, obviously concedes for the...
This is nonsense.
Whatever, Midweek Major.
Come on. It'll make you weak in the knees, Rock. Come on.
Weak in the knees.
We learned that in the 70s from Mickey and Rocky Balboa. I don't know.
Yo, but Mick, I want to have sex.
Yo, Adrian, what?
Adrian, yeah, she's looking fine, Mick.
Did you see those glasses?
Yeah. Why do you think Adrian looks so sad working at a pet shop?
Why do you think Mr. T was all about her? Remember that? Mr. T was trashing... Yeah, talking trash.
He's the fool. Real man?
Speaking of trash talking.
Well, anyway, back to Pat Bev. I mean, to each his own with provolone. Isn't that what your dad says, Covino? I get it. Some people feel like, oh, it'll make you weak. Didn't Tyson Fury, heavyweight champion, didn't he say something a while back about this? You would know. You're the big boxing guy. Didn't he say, like, he refrains permanently during training? Or did he say he does it all the time? I'm going to look it up while you give me your tip.
Is that why you guys are so good on the air?
Yeah.
I say
it's actually the opposite. I feel like I'm in a better mood afterwards.
These are, you know, too many rules to live by. I get it. Sort of makes sense because you're taking your like fire away right. a little bit because everybody knows you want to just roll back over and go to bed. But I don't know, man. I think you take it when you can or get it when you can because. Unfortunately, if you're depriving your partner and putting your job ahead of your partner, is that going to rub them the wrong way in the long run?
Did we not learn anything from Tom and Giselle?
Yeah, it's like you got to make time and put your person as priority or else I'm not saying they're going to get it somewhere else, but they're more likely to.
I remember.
The odds are where they're more likely to, and I don't think there's any proof at all that it makes you weaker than the knees. I think that's been proven. I think the Mythbusters proved that wrong.
Mythbusters.
So I think this is a mid-story. He's wasting his fun with his wife.
You're young once. I mean, do it when you can.
And by the way, Fury revealed that he had not had sex in 12 weeks to stay focused on that Wilder fight.
You know why? Because the previous fight, Danny G, I remember this one. The previous fight with Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury claimed that he ate 5 to 6 meals a day, drank 8 liters of water, and let's just say pleasured himself 7 times a day.
Yikes.
So he thought he was like in heavy rotation, and he did the opposite for the second fight. He whooped Deontay both times, so...
I mean, it worked in this case, but...
All right, next one's body.
All right, L.A., SoFi Stadium, hoping to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup.
Yeah.
Maybe out of the running. And the reason? The field, isn't wide enough.
Yeah, it's not wide enough
for the
pitch.
It's not by, like, about 63 feet. So wow. The thought is that they might take out some seats to accommodate, but... Right. And that note, the stadium is already under capacity, so they have an 80,000-person minimum, seating minimum that they need, and there's only 70,000 currently in SoFi. So if they start taking out seats, they're definitely going to come under that. So now that's out of the running. They're thinking MetLife and AT&T in Dallas might be the front runners to host. Unfortunately.
Jerry Jones licking his chops. He's like, yeah. I mean, I went to SoFi. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Pain in the ass to get to. Don't start breaking down the stadium I'm sure there's a lot of money to be made, but I don't know. As is, let it be.
No, I think it's a major story. Major because think of all the revenue, all the money.
It's like they didn't plan accordingly.
Yeah, it's like you said, Ramos, I agree. Bad planning.
Wait, if money comes into California, is my LADWP bill going to go down?
$28,000.
Yeah,
no, but I'm sure there's millions of dollars to be made having it here and to lose it to, like you said, Dallas or something like that. I think that's major news.
What are we talking about? The Super Bowl city when we were in Phoenix. Billions of dollars come into a Super Bowl city, so I can only imagine a World Cup, right? What do you got, Spot?
All right. Golfer Justin Thomas got to make one fan's dream a reality and in the process pulled a Happy Gilmore. Not hitting a ball with a shovel, but actually signing the chest of one of his fans. An OnlyFans model went to the Valspar Championship and said going into it that she wanted to meet him and have him sign her chest.
Yeah.
And when he was signing stuff, he looked hesitated. It was hesitating, but actually went in, signed her chest. She got it.
Nice.
Was really happy about it.
Good for him.
Midweek or major.
This is such a weak story.
I disagree.
I'll tell you why though. It's weak because anyone making a big deal about it is so lame to begin with. So he signed the girl's breast. Give me a break. Who cares? Rock stars did that for generations.
Oh, that's the key word right there. Rock star. And I think golf needs a rock star.
Right.
Even though Tiger Woods is a huge name and he did his thing and he's a legend, he didn't have a rock star vibe about him. Golf needs their Andre Agassi rock star kind of guy, and I like this
Andre
move.
Agassi.
Yeah, because he had that, right? I like this. Yeah. Good for Justin Thompson.
God, what do you got? One more spot.
All right, one more. So Charles Barkley revealed how, when he first got into the league, how he used to keep his uniform clean, and that's by going into the shower fully dressed to wash his uniform. He said that after games at night, they used to have to fly commercial, so that he wouldn't be able to wash it before the next game. So he would just walk into the shower with it on. And he revealed this during the NCAA championship coverage, and they were like, you know, there's other ways to do this? And he was like, no, it's just easier to wear the uniform and watch it.
It's the weakest story ever. I just feel like Charles is scared to show what he's got going on underneath, maybe. I mean, why else would you wear your full uniform in the shower?
Was it Weird Science?
No, maybe it's like George Costanza in the beach episode.
Yeah, shrinkage! Maybe he, you know, this is he started getting fat or something. I don't know. Why would he keep his clothes on? It's a weird moment. It's a weird story,
stop
actually.
Stop looking at me, Dan Marley!
I don't like his justification. Either. It sounds like it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So this is a very mid story.
Right, I'll take it.
So mid.
Thank you, Spotty. Midweek Major every Wednesday. Some fun stories.
So excited.
In the world of sports. Right.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, graduate hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Ohtani's ready. Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
Japan wins. WBC was awesome. 3-2, Ohtani with the strikeout, and Mike Trout, we talked about it. It's the progressive play of the day. We're Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio.
So if Trout lays off that last pitch, are they calling that strike three? Because it like nipped the corner. It was a cutter that nipped. I think they would have punched him out.
Great pitch, great game. And again, if you missed it, catch it on the podcast, rewind, check it out. Subscribe for free. Search Covino and Rich wherever you subscribe to your podcasts.
All right. Let's say what's up to Brian in New York. You are on with Covino and Rich. Talked about a lot of random stuff today. What's up, Brian?
Hello. Yeah. You guys were talking about how would it be the best to win, early or young. I would have to say Big Ben Roethlisberger has got it closed up. He won young as a rookie, and then he was in it the whole time, and then he won another one other than his bathroom activities.
Yeah.
I think that's a good call right there.
Yeah. I look at a guy like Elway who struggled through like losing AFC championship games, three Super Bowls, and then Elway came back, won two in a row and walked away.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Bookend's nice, but yeah, if you win like Elway too, it's another way to do it.
Yeah, but
because it means that much more. It really does.
Yeah, the opposite.
You win it early on, you don't know. You just don't know. You don't have perspective. It's like a spoiled victory.
The
the analogy that I'll give that...
Meaning you're spoiled.
Yeah, no, believe it or not, I have an analogy about myself. When we first started doing radio and television, Danny G, I started doing auditions for like commercials, right? I was like, oh, let me try the commercial game, right? Why not? Everyone in one time in their life is like, ultra commercials. I book the first thing I audition for, and I remember thinking like, man, this is easy. Never booked another thing after that. Years went by. I was the first audition. I was like, they're like, you're hired. You're the guy. I'm like, man, this is like a simple way to make extra money. That's not that way. That's like winning a World Series like Cal Ripken Jr., your rookie season.
Yeah, later on it means that much more to you because you have perspective. You know how hard it is to get there. You know that it's not that easy.
Yeah.
And thank you guys for hanging out with us again, Covino and Rich. I want to say happy birthday to William Shatner, who turned 92, and your boy Bob Costas.
Yeah, Bob Costas, 71 today, I think. Yeah.
71.
So happy birthday, Bob Costas.
Oh, and by the way, Matthew Modine, 64, better known as Papa, Papa, Papa.
Reese Witherspoon, 46 today.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah,
Reese looking good.
Yeah. Hey, Danny G.
His balls are coming out of the pocket a little bit fluttery.
You got slick balls.
Bad balls.
By the way, she looks good with her spoon and without it, just so you know.
We do have time to give away a CNR Nerf bribery football. And this one is titled, Hi, Ramos, but I think he means it to be in Tyson's voice.
Hey, Ramos.
Yeah.
Hey, Ramos.
His handle is this dude that writes reviews. This is from Apple Podcasts, the Covino and Rich Show.
Nice.
These guys are awesome. 5 stars. This is not your same old sports show. Every day is something different to look forward to. Monday, something that makes you go, during football season. Tuesdays, Tyson's Trivia. Wednesday, midweek or major. Wow, this guy runs down our whole week.
Yeah.
Thursday, when 50 hits, and Friday's hobnobbing is great.
Wow.
Everyone gets involved in the conversation, not just the two hosts. Y'all also need to check out their Patreon. I've been listening to Covino and Rich since the old Maxim days.
Wow.
You will not be disappointed.
Yeah, we were affiliated with Maxim magazine.
Remember
early
magazines?
In our career. Yeah, you guys remember magazines. That's the early 2000s. So
damn.
We appreciate that review. He wins a Nerf bribery ball.
You do. This dude that writes reviews, go ahead and email me. crprizes@gmail.com. That's crprizes@gmail.com. We'll get you hooked up with your free Nerf football.
And if you want to qualify, you know, be sure to play along with our games throughout the week or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Danny G, man. That was awesome. And Rich, Dan Beyer referenced Miami before, right? And I said, oh, hate to interrupt. Have you ever heard that clip of Pedro Martinez, one of the GOATs? He's on Family Feud. And I guess it's like Red Sox versus somebody else. Red Sox legends. I didn't see the episode, but I saw the clip. It went viral. And Steve Harvey asks, Pedro, name a word that rhymes with yummy.
Well, take a listen. We got
Pedro,
the clip.
Name a word that rhymes with yummy.
Miami.
Miami. Thank you for coming. Welcome to Miami. Welcome to Miami. It rhymes with yummy. Say hello to Miami. Come on.
Not on the board? Oh, wow.
And then he says to Pedro, he goes, yo, Pedro, you're going to end up on YouTube for that one.
And he did.
And the best part about it is, you know, Steve Harvey just totally loses it, but his teammates, you see Kevin Millar there, ready to explode when Pedro says, Miami.
Miami.
Dude, Kevin Millar, just like he turns beet red and starts dying. It's a really funny clip. So just,
you know, I'll tell you what, I feel like
not everybody lives the TikTok life that I live.
But I do feel like I get a lot of joy from, for some reason, Family Feud answers.
Yeah, but it's turned into like raunchy feud. It really has. Nothing really family friendly about it.
The answers are not things you'd want to see with your kids around.
Right. Exactly. So is it really Family Feud? They should rename it. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
Anything you miss, at Covino and Rich. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a good night, everyone.
Later, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you, Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.